Hello, my name is Harold Ogle, Program Manager for the Java Community Process Program Management Office, and today I will be talking about how individuals can become JCP members. Of course, everyone may review drafts of various JSRs, but in order to join an expert group, to lead a JSR, or to participate in the Executive Committee elections, you must become a JCP member. Individuals may become members by following the directions on the Becoming a Member page. I will walk through those steps now, however. Starting from the jcp.org top page, select Participation in the left navigation menu and Becoming a JCP Member in its submenu. This will take you to the top page of the Becoming a JCP Member area of the site. After reading through the contents on that page, an individual will want to click on the link Instructions for Individuals. This results in a page with the following instructions. First, download and print the legal agreement that will cover your participation in the JCP, which is called the Java Specification Participation Agreement, or JSPA. After you've reviewed this legal document and are ready to fill it out, start on page 1. On the top, there are two blank lines. On the first blank, write your name. On the second, write today's date. At that point, you've finished with page 1. Flip ahead to page 3. In the section under the heading Process Cost Sharing, write your initials in the small blank line next to Individuals, $0. Then flip ahead to page 10. There are four blank lines here. On the first, labeled Signature, sign your name. On the second blank line, labeled Name, print your name in legible block letters. On the third line, labeled Title, you may write your profession or job title, though you are not required to do so. On the last blank line, labeled Date, write today's date again. Then flip ahead to page 11. Write your contact information on the blanks provided. Under Corporate Billing Address, write your postal address, even though you will not be billed. The PMO needs your address to return the JSPA to you if you mail it, as well as to send you program materials and prizes you may win in occasional contests. After you have filled out those pages, you must have Exhibit B filled out by your employer. This is for your employer to acknowledge that it knows that you will be participating in the JCP with your intellectual property. Some employers have their employees fill out a legal document that assigns any intellectual property the employee develops to the employer, so a waiver of such assignment is necessary for your participation in the JCP. Your employer should fill this out with your name on the first blank, its name on the second blank, and the name of any JSR on which you wish to participate on the third blank. The representative of your employer who fills out this Exhibit B must fill in all four blanks below that, signature, name, title, and date. And such a person must have signatory authority for your employer, which typically means a director or higher-level executive. If you do not submit an Exhibit B filled out by your employer, your membership may not be processed. Some individuals, however, are self-employed. When you are self-employed, you are your employer. As such, you must fill out the Exhibit B for yourself. Finally, you need to confirm that you have read the section of the Becoming a Member page that contrasts corporate versus individual membership. To confirm on your end that you will be participating in the JCP as solely representing yourself and not a larger company, organization, or club, you send this confirmation to pmo@jcp.org. Once you have filled out the JSPA and have the Exhibit B completed by your employer, you need to submit the agreement to the PMO, either by fax or by post. Information for both is available on the Becoming a Member page under the link Submitting the JSPA. Once you have submitted the JSPA, the PMO will confirm receipt of the agreement by email within 2 business days. If there are any problems with the submission, That email message will inform you of the problem and what may be done to fix it. If there are no problems with the agreement and everything is filled out correctly, the PMO will send it to Sun Microsystems to have it countersigned. Once the PMO has the fully executed agreement back from Sun Microsystems, it will send the agreement back to you by fax or by post. Accompanying that agreement will be your member access information, which will allow you to access the members-only areas of the site. Finally, you will also be sent your individual login information via email, which you can then use to nominate yourself for expert groups. If you have any questions about this or any other aspect of the Java community process, please send email to pmo@jcp.org with the subject line JCP question. Thank you.